Well, so much for the more abstract aspect of the topic. What I want to go into now, and I think this is quite important, and perhaps in some ways the crux of my talk this evening, I want to go into the different fields of creativity, the different areas within which creativity manifests itself, or the different areas in which we are creative, or the different ways in which we are creative, different ways in which creativity manifests. The first is, of course, the rather obvious one of the arts. Music, poetry, literature in general, film, the visual arts, painting, sculpture. These are all at their best manifestations of creativity. They are original in the sense that they are the products, the expressions of someone's genuine, original, actually experienced vision, imagination, insight even. So there's artistic creativity. I need not press this point, it's a pretty obvious one. And then, something which is perhaps less obvious, the second area of field of creativity is meditation. Meditation. Well, some of you may think of meditation as hard slog, yeah? But actually, meditation is creativity. When you're meditating, you're being creative. So the point arises, well, when you meditate, what are you creating? Well, you're creating thoughts, in a way, or at least mental states, mental events. Of course, skillful, kusala, mental states or mental events. You are bringing them into existence. Previously, of course, there was rather a mixture. Perhaps there were many unskillful thoughts passing through your mind, or at least wandering thoughts, dispersed thoughts, unconcentrated thoughts. But when you meditate, you bring into existence a succession of skillful or wholesome, kusala, mental states and mental events. And the more deeply you go in meditation, or the more meditative you become, the more continuous does that stream of positive mental events which you are producing become. So meditation, in this sense, is a highly creative activity. You are bringing into existence and hopefully sustaining in existence something which is positive, something which is hopeful, wholesome, something which is skillful. And with experience you can do this uninterruptedly, or at least with only intermittent breaks. And when I say uninterruptedly, I don't mean that you're doing it just when you're sitting on your meditation cushion. Ideally, you do it with the help of awareness, whatever you are doing, that your mental state, your sequence of mental events is skillful, not unskillful. You are constantly, whatever you are doing, bringing into existence is positive, is skillful, these really creative mental states and mental events. So I think it's important that we think of meditation, not just in the way that we usually do, but think of meditation as a creative activity, as one of the most creative activities in which we can possibly engage. This creation of an uninterrupted series or sequence of positive mental events. Whatever we are doing, whether we're on a cushion or whether we're moving about in the world. So this is meditation as creativity, or creativity as meditation. We could also, of course, more specifically refer to some of the Mahayana and Vajrayana meditation practices in which we use our imagination. We are being very creative. For instance, when we visualize the Pure Land, or when we visualize the figure of Avalokiteshvara, or Manjugosha, or Padmasambhava, or Tara, and so on. That is a much more specialized form of meditation as creativity. And this, of course, does have tremendous emotional and spiritual value for those who engage in this particular type of meditative practice, or sadhana as we call it.